to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Mighty House is brought to you in part by the number one home show in Chicagoland, the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run. And that is in St. Charles. And that is this weekend. It's going on right now, today and tomorrow. Tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for seniors, and children under 18 are free. For more information, check them out at kennedyproductions.com or follow the link on our website, mightyhouse.net. You can also give us a call, 877-711-5611, and we'll get all your questions answered right here, right now. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. All right, there we go. Got all that wrapped up. Robbie, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so what was your question at the end of the tip of the week?
Oh, my gosh. In Florida, it's like I'm going to go out on the back porch, the deck, the lanai, the patio. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but now you do know because you heard all the different definitions.
And actually, a lanai.
I didn't have a chance to write it all down.
Yeah. No, but a lanai is a term that started in Hawaii. And quite honestly, it's a popular term down here, but it's the same as a veranda, which then it does pose another problem because it says it's a veranda that's usually, you know, open porch or roofed in and partially enclosed, which our lanais typically have screen cages. So that's the lanai. But it's the same as a veranda, but it's on the ground. So you still have a patio.
So what's a screen porch then?
That's in the front, I guess.
Well, we put screen porches in back, or are we building lanais in back?
No, that's a lanai or a screen deck, or it's actually a veranda.
Green appliances.
What's so,
yeah, it's actually a veranda.
Somebody was dialing their phone.
That's Robbie.
Okay. Oh, sorry, no, what was that, Johnny?
Mike from Green Appliances.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Is he on one?
All right, so there you go.
All right, so, hey, Mike, you there?
Ron, what's going on, bud?
Okay, so we're having this, Rich and I and Robbie, we're having this discussion last hour, and you sent a text perfect. You must have known we were talking about you.
His ears were ringing.
You know what? I felt the back of my neck a little bit, you know?
That's probably a better way to put it, yes.
Right?
I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, it made me feel uncomfortable for a moment.
All right, Mike's with Grand Appliance and TV and all this other fancy stuff. What is it? What's the whole full name?
It's just Grand Appliance and TV. Yeah.
Okay, so I got it. All right, cool.
Nice.
And we always have Mike on every once in a while just to bring us up to date with the appliances. But what we were talking about last hour is the, what do we call it, a condensing dryer? Is that what it was?
Condensing, yes. Yeah. Condensate dryer?
Yeah.
They work like refrigerators?
It's condensation drying, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So two quick questions right off the gate. Do they dry as fast as a forced air dryer, or does it take much longer? And do you need a floor drain?
Okay. Absolutely not. They don't dry nearly as well as a forced air.
Okay.
But you know what, the condensation dry unit is not not a dryer a family of five is going to buy, you know, for their everyday laundry. That's going to be something that, you know, like an extra. You have a full set down in the basement or on the main floor, and you want one up in the bedroom kind of thing, or close to the bedroom. Or people that are in condos. The other issue with condensation drying is it's 220 volts only, period. Nobody makes, nobody will ever probably make a gas condensation dry.
Right.
So, that being said, do you need a drain pan? Not, well, I mean, you should have a drain pan under any washing machine. I mean, that's just, you know, it makes sense. but no, it's not. It's not required in any way.
So it doesn't have, it doesn't need, what does it do with the moisture it draws out of the clothing? It has to condensate, condense somewhere and then go to a floor drain and drip down?
It depends on the machine. There's a couple different types, like the all-in-one condensation, that's a washer and a dryer.
See, Rich, told you.
And that's what Ron brought up. I've not seen those.
Yeah, LG makes one. There's a couple other like off-brand models like Equator and stuff like that that make them, but they don't work very well.
Well, I just spec'd a Bosch, those, which was a stacking washer and you know, stackable washer dryer, and that was a condensing dryer, which I thought was perfect. It was in a condo, so.
Right now, if you're gonna have the Bosch, okay, in the condo, and you're gonna have the dryer on top of the washer. Most of the moisture goes back into the washing machine and is just drained out.
See?
There's a hard water line connection. I shouldn't say hard water line, but there's a water line connection between the two. If it does not, if you're doing like the all-in-one, there's actually a reservoir that the water is stored in, and then you pull it out and you dump it.
Oh, that's a pain.
Yeah.
It is. But you know,
I mean, most people aren't even aware they have a pan under their refrigerator.
Right.
Now you're going to tell them they got to dump the tray?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not, like you said, it's not for a family of five. You know?
Okay. Well, it's funny because I knew about these maybe 3 years ago, but they didn't go mainstream, and they really still haven't. Most people still aren't aware of condensate dryers. And I think the points you're touching on maybe why. I think there might be some kinks to work out. Because even though they're all 220, they only work, I can only need a 20-amp circuit, so they use far less energy than a gas or electric forced air dryer. But if I don't have 3 hours to give for my shirt to dry, then I'm pretty sure it's not working out well.
If you, like the Bosch, the two separate units, okay, that actually dries very well.
Okay.
Because it's a 220. LG makes an all-in-one that's 110 volts, in that 110 volt, you plan 4 hours for a full load.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, guess if you live by yourself in a small condo, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, it's done by lunchtime.
Exactly. Or Ron, if you need just a couple pairs of underwear done, it's nice and easy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's not like you're doing a full load of laundry.
Right.
You know, typically.
Right.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
So,
yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, in the 20-plus years I've been doing this, I think I've sold 5.
Wow.
It's not very common, you know. more Bosch than anything else. I mean, I've sold a lot of the Bosch, but like the all-in-one unit, you know, that kind of thing. I try to get away from them because, I'll be honest with you, you sell them, they're not cheap. They get into the customer's home, they realize, oh, my God, 4.5 hours, 5 hours to a load of small load of laundry.
Yeah, nobody wants.
And then they want you to take it back because it's a bad investment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Robbie had a question for you. Go ahead, Robbie.
Okay, I'm going to get off the topic of the dryers and ask my question, which is funny because I have this question anyway.
Go ahead.
So I'm cooking here because yes, I do cook.
No. With your cell phone, you cook.
And something wasn't done yet, and so my aunt said, we'll just put the convection oven on. And she's like, oh, it'll be faster and everything. Then why don't people use a convection oven all the time? If their oven could be a regular oven or a convection oven, why not just use a convection oven? And what is the difference?
Robbie, I have the perfect answer to that. The reason people don't use convection all the time, if they have convection in their stove, is because they're afraid of trying something new, of change, because it's not the same. Okay, if you're doing a turkey, okay, or even a frozen pizza, okay, you turn the convection on, it might be a different temperature. It might be a different time. It's not always faster. It's more efficient. A good example, and then I try to tell my customers this when they ask, is, okay, so how is it faster? Okay, here's what happens. When your recipe calls for 350 degrees, typically it's going to be 325, okay? But it's going to, a 15-minute cookie is a 15-minute cookie. How it makes it faster is you could do three cookie sheets at the same time.
Oh.
That's how that's how it's faster.
All right, we got a break here, Mike. We got a break here, Mike. Hold on, guys. Hold on. We got to take a break now. So,
take a break. I'll wait.
All right, and you guys hang on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590. And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, you too will have a chance to have your questions answered by Rich. Or, and if you want, do you have anything to autograph, Rich, that you can send out again? Nothing?
You
don't no. Have, no, no, okay. All right.
No, we have to get some more stuff, some more swag.
Oh, I did find a drawer full of stuff at the office, so we might have to start bringing some of that stuff in. Also, if somebody wanted a newsletter, how could they do that, Rich?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, and then right there it says sign up for the newsletter. First, last name, email address, click submit, you're good to go.
Boom, done.
Only going to get the newsletter. That's it. No more junk mail, no more nothing. I don't need any more junk mail to me. I'm sure you don't want it, but you'll know who's going to be on, what we're going to talk about, give you a little direction every week.
Yeah, there you go. Specials, giveaways, things like that are on there too, so you never know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never know.
All right, so we before the break there, we were talking convection ovens and cooking cookies, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you there?
Right, and he was
I'm
saying
here.
With a convection oven, you could cook three cookie sheets at one time. Well, I could always do that anyway, so why is it different?
Yeah, but they would not finish evenly. The top ones would be mushier than the bottom ones or vice versa, so with the convection and the air currents, they all cook more evenly.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so go ahead.
You're right, Robbie. You can do three at the same time, but you have to do the cookie sheet shuffle to get them to finish properly. So with convection, it circulates the air inside the oven so it cooks everything more even. Now, one of the big time savings is if you're doing big items, turkeys, hams, roasts, stuff like that. But the trick is when you're doing a turkey in convection, you can't use the cover. So you basically stick the meat probe in there, chuck it in the oven, set it at 350 or whatever you want, and it'll let you know when it's done. You don't have to baste it, nothing. And it's hands down, it's the best burger you'll ever make.
No, it's not. No.
Why don't you have
fried.
To baste it?
Deep fried.
Drop that thing in a bucket of grease, man. There is nothing better than that.
it's the best burger you'll ever make while being safe.
Okay, fair enough.
Not risking burning your home down.
What's that, Robbie?
It's because of...
Why don't you have
you
to
don't
baste
have to baste it?
It?
You don't have to baste it because of the air circulation. You want it to sear in all the juices. Like, it sears it in. So it's just basting is not necessary. I mean, I suppose if you want to, you could, but you don't have to.
So, do you need a special cookbook then for a convection oven so you know how long to cook things?
Yes, it's on your phone. It's called Google.
No, and even the user manuals for the cooktop or the range will show you.
No, can't hear him.
Say, what was that, Robbie?
I said, I'm sorry. I think we just lost Mike. Can't hear him.
No, honestly, though, if you know, I there there are cookbooks that have convection conversion. There's actually, I'm not going to plug too many manufacturers, but one of my favorites is the KitchenAid freestanding gas range with a convection. It actually has a convection conversion built into the motherboard. Ooh. Where you tell it, you know, you're cooking 350 degrees for 4 hours and hit the convert button and it converts it for you. But again, that's change. So I don't recommend using convection on your turkey for the very first time on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Test
it. You know, it's just the way it's going to happen. Something's going to get screwed up, you know. So try it out prior. Let me know. I'll come over and take some of those legs off your hands, and then we're good to go.
All right, we're talking to Mike Smith from Grand Appliance and TV. You can find a store near you, I'm sure. What's the website there, Mike?
GrandAppliancesAndTV.com.
And they're all over.
And I just wanted to give a little bitty shout-out to Mike. I know he's going to talk about what's going on there. But I had a situation not too long ago where my mom's fridge went out, and I just called him on the phone, said, here's the size. You know, tell me what the best thing you have is. Gave him a credit card over the phone. He sent it out. It was done.
Boom,
it's
done.
It's so easy to deal with.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate that.
Right. Mike will take care of you. You give Mike a call. He'll get you all squared away. And
he really will.
Yeah. If you don't want to go shopping, you can just call Mike and say, what's the best, you know, this gadget? What do you think's best? Here's my price range. What can I do? And he'll give you a couple options, and you pick one, boom, done. It's in your house within a couple days. It's installed and ready to go. So Mike does a great job over at Grand, and so you can always give him a call or look him up on the website. So you've got something special. Zion is like your hub, is it not?
Yes. Zion is our corporate headquarters for the last God knows how many years. And the owner of Grand Appliance, I think, did a very, very great thing. And he's building a brand new warehouse up in Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's going to allow us to eliminate the Zion location as well as the New Berlin warehouse. We're going to combine two warehouses into one.
Okay.
It's some ridiculous, I don't know, 160,000, 180,000 square foot facility. It's a monster. but that being said, our corporate headquarters in Zion, along with the storefront that's there with all the outlet stuff, everything must go. I mean, they're dropping pricing on a lot of stuff like 70%. It's cheaper for us to take a small loss or a big loss actually and make the stuff go away than it is for us to move it.
Oh, okay.
Especially because it's uncrated. You know, a lot of the stuff is uncrated, floor models, displays, stuff like that. But they made it very clear, reasonable offer, make it go away.
Okay.
Just make it go.
So, Mike, we've got a four unit we're doing in Kenosha. I need four stoves and four refrigerators.
Done.
I'll
write it up for you today.
Excellent.
Stop by after the show, Ron, and give him the check.
Yeah.
Right.
Pull them off to the side. How soon do I have to take them?
Well, I mean, as soon as possible for you. I mean, I'll try to work something out. Maybe I can take them up to my store and store them if I need to.
Okay.
But
Ron's got a warehouse. Ron can take them to his shop.
No, I don't have room in the shop.
Okay. Yeah, he'll do that. He'll make room.
No,
he'll
I won't.
Clean it up a little bit today, but he'll make room.
No, I won't, Rich. No, no, I won't.
Do you have a garage? Well,
nothing else to do. It's a snow day.
Yeah. No, I got a lot of stuff to do. The motorcycle shows this weekend, the car shows this weekend, then also the home show at the Pheasant Run is this weekend. You know, if you're bored here in Chicago this weekend, there's something wrong. There's plenty of stuff to do.
Which car show is that? The World of Wheels?
No, the auto show.
Oh, yeah, the auto show.
Yeah, so, all right, hey, Mike, I'll let you get back to work. You sent me that quick email, and so I figured I'd get you on because we had questions for you anyway, so. I appreciate your time again, cool. GrandAppliancesAndTV.com, and you're at the Zion store. You're having a fire sale, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, God, don't say fire.
I'm sorry. Moving sale.
Yes.
We're having a moving sale. There you go.
Okay.
And,
thanks,
if
Mike.
If you look up Grain Appliances TV on Facebook, there's a little link there, too.
Oh, excellent. All right, cool.
All right.
I appreciate
thanks,
your
guys.
Time, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Always cool. Trying to score appliances while you're on the show.
Dude, come on. What are you talking about? I'm going to have to
Well,
head
I mean,
there.
If you can get 70% off, I mean, I'd be all over that.
Yeah, and I need to buy four refrigerators and four stoves.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, that's some serious savings. And I don't care what color they are. You know, it's a rental place. So, you know, they could all be almond. I don't care. As long as it all matches and it all fits. That's all that matters. You know?
Okay, the so fits back the big to the one. Talk about lanais and porches.
Okay, back to our lanais and porches. Okay, go ahead.
So my husband wants to know why a bridge in Florida is called a causeway. It's a bridge.
It's a big ass bridge. It causes way to the next place. It gives you a way to the next place. Maybe that's why. I don't know. What's a causeway, Rich?
I don't know.
I don't know. What's a headway?
7,000 tons?
Yeah, okay.
Causeway, I always thought, was just the water, the channel underneath.
Oh, like it was going over like a canal or something.
Yeah.
Not a full-on bridge.
Well, no. I mean, some of them are giant bridges, but I mean like the Sky Harbor Bridge, but that's a bridge, and it goes over the causeway. But I don't know.
It
has nothing
say,
to do with
like,
porches to
know,
me.
Say again, Robbie.
They always say the 510 causeway. They always say, take the causeway. Take the 510 causeway. You know, I ran the causeway.
We never. That must be an East Coast thing. We don't call it that. We call them bridges and highways here.
All right, now I'm going to have to Google it.
Uh-oh.
You'll have to Google it.
She's Googling it now.
Go to dictionary.com. I actually like that site because that's where I got my definitions from, so
okay.
I give credit to them so I don't get a nasty gram. But dictionary.com is awesome. It's easy, and then they have the thesaurus because sometimes I like to get stupid creative,
uh-huh.
And I'm not creative, so I just get do the stupid side.
Right. All right, go, Robbie.
Well, this is ridiculous because it says a causeway is a raised road or track across low or wet ground.
Okay.
Well, duh, that's also known as a bridge.
Well, no, because what if you're going through a swampy area? So it's raised. You know what I'm saying? So
a causeway is over the swamp or water, but a bridge is higher then.
It could be an elevated thing, too, where it's like, you know, just built up dirt, right? You know, you gravel way, and so it's raised above the normal grade of the area, and that's where the road is, so that would be a causeway. Yep. How's that? You like that, Robbie?
Here's another definition. A road or railway on top of an embankment, usually across a broad body of water.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what Ron just said.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So it's a raised roadway above the normal grade of the surrounding land.
But again, it's like everything else. It's more of a term based on where you're from. So, you know, up north, we would call anything up my deck, my patio here. It could be the veranda or balcony. It's all kind of the same. Very little difference.
Sheetrock and drywall. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in our community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-5611, we'll get all those questions answered for you today. And you can also just drop us an email and send it to Robbie because she likes getting emails. Robbie at MightyHouse.net. You can also, if you go to the Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, it's a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information, check them out at sbacil.org. All right. There you go. Again, 877-711-5611. And you can give us a call and get your questions answered right now. So, Robbie.
That's all those snow shovel questions.
Yeah, yeah. And we already had one person die. And this
shoveling.
Yesterday. So, be careful out there. I know it's a light snow, but if you're not used to the manual working. Labor and mm-hmm. in doing that stuff, so take your time. Take your time. So
that's right. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep. Okay, Robbie, go.
So before the break, I was wondering what the difference is between a causeway and a bridge.
Right.
So I was Googling the definition of causeway, and then what popped up is the definition of causeway versus bridge. So I clicked on that.
Yeah.
You want to be more confused?
Go for it.
So, again, it says causeway versus bridge, and here's what it says. The distinction between the term causeway and viaduct becomes blurred when flood relief culverts are incorporated, though generally a causeway refers to a roadway supported mostly by earth or stone, while a bridge supports a roadway between piers, which may be embedded in embankment.
Uh-huh.
That didn't help me at all.
So, yeah.
No, it makes sense, actually.
Perfect sense. So, you know how a railroad is built up on a gravel berm, and that railroad runs on the gravel berm, and it's high, usually
is
high.
Is that a viaduct?
No, but that when you do that
not
same.
Not until you get a culvert under it.
Yeah, and then when you build that, so then you do the gravel like that, and instead of putting railroad tracks down, you put a road on it. And then you put culverts under it so that the floodwaters can still go underneath it. So that's your causeway.
So what's a viaduct?
It's a small bridge.
It's got a culvert for water to run under.
Yeah.
And a bridge is just two supporting points, or maybe could have more, but with large spans.
Uh-huh, yes.
Where a causeway has shorter spans between them. So, you know, I know like on up on Cape Coral and North Fort Myers, there's lots of causeways there.
Uh-huh.
Technically, where
right.
I just called them bridges, but now yeah. I've been edumacated.
Right.
And I now know that they're causeways, not bridges.
There you go. So, do you go out on your veranda, your deck, or your porch?
I go in my lanai, which to me is the screened-in patio with the pool in the middle.
Right. There you go.
So that's because of where I'm from.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what it is, a screened-in patio with a pool in the middle.
Right. Okay.
Very, very weird.
And if it's on the back of the house, it's a lanai. If it's on the front of the house, it's a screen porch.
It's still a stoop.
No, it's a screen porch if it's big.
Yeah, could be a screen porch. That's what I said. So we were just sitting around, and needless to say, there was a couple of beers involved. But we just started having this exact discussion, and it was uh-huh. actually quite funny. You throw in a couple of accents.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And it just, yes, it was better than my tip of the week, the conversation. It really was. It's one of those you wish you'd recorded a little bit.
Yeah. And everybody.
So you said stoop.
Stoop.
But, yeah?
No, your stoop is your front porch.
No. A stoop is a small front porch. If you have like a full yeah. front porch all the way across the front of your house with a roof over it, that's a porch. That's a front porch.
But a stoop is a small raised platform, and it usually has the steps going to it.
Correct. And it so may or may not have
okay,
a roof
so
over
in,
it.
Correct.
In Chicago, on the little porch with like the cement stairs or whatever,
uh-huh.
you would when you were little, you would play a game, like a baseball game. You would take a rubber ball and hit it against the stairs. And like make it fly,
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
it would be like baseball. If you got it a certain distance, it would be a first base, second base. What is the name of that game?
I have no idea. Know. Never played that. Didn't have a front stoop.
All right. Okay. See, I always said it was called pinners.
Pinners?
Pinners. My husband said it was called stoop ball.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to know stoop if you guys had a name for it.
Stoop ball. But I never played that either. We didn't have a... But we did, I guess. But we had a big backyard, so I really never thought to throw the baseball ball at the front stoop.
Yeah. We had hundreds of acres all around us. We just went out in the farm field and started hitting the ball around.
Yeah, I mean, it's like living down here. Most of the people that are born and raised down here, you know, my buddy, he grew up on like a 3,000-acre farm.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even get the concept of
neighbors
staying in your house like we do for 5 months out of the year when winter comes and all that.
Yeah.
So to him, it's just bizarre.
He doesn't have the concept of neighbors either then, probably.
No, not on a big place like that.
No.
Other than the guy that had the boat next to yours when they'd go out fishing, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, so Robbie, you had something else on the docket there you wanted to
the Klein
cover.
Tools there?
Oh, yeah.
I do. But it's very funny because I just started looking up pinners, and people are like, it's only a Chicago thing.
Okay.
It's a front
so
stoop
kitten ball or 16-inch softball.
Go ahead.
Played by Chicago kids. Isn't that weird that it's only a Chicago thing?
No.
A front stoop baseball game played by Chicago kids. We call the pinners. My husband calls it stoop ball.
Uh-huh. No. Nope.
That's so funny.
Well.
Pinners. Okay.
Pinners.
Klein Tool has a new tool.
Uh-huh.
They help save time and money on the job with a new retrieval tool.
What?
I think it's really cool.
It's a what?
Retrieval.
Okay.
Does it stick with a magnet on the end?
Let me just adjust my phone.
There we go.
Okay. It's a telescoping magnetic LED pickup tool.
Oh.
It telescopes 22 inches beyond your arm's reach to retrieve tools and parts.
Okay.
It has a powerful magnetic head to pick up items weighing up to 2 pounds.
Jeez.
Wow.
2-inch gooseneck end navigates around obstacles and aids with pickup. 25 lumen LED light illuminates the path to and from fallen tools with a 10-hour runtime. Rubberized handle provides a secure grip, pocket clip, blah, blah, blah. Built to last with a 10-foot drop rating, dust and water resistant, includes batteries. So, weren't you saying, like, Ron, at one point you were in an attic and you dropped something and you didn't want to go back in for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So you take the retrieval tool.
No, it would have had to have been about 30 feet long, though, to get back in there.
Well,
Well,
I think this is really cool. It, like, unfolds, or not unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
It
telescopes.
Telescopes, like an antenna.
You know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got one of those.
And it has a big magnet on the end.
Yeah,
you have one of these?
Right. Yes. I've got a couple of them, actually, because I keep one in the garage. I keep one in the van. But, you know, you drop a socket down into the engine bay somewhere, and it's hard to get to. You grab that, and clink, and you can pull it right back out. So
I don't have one of those. I don't know why.
You don't?
No, but I use a screwdriver. I magnetize, and I just...
Yeah, you could
but
do
yes,
that, too.
I know. I don't know why I don't ever just pop for one of those things, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah. Klein introduced the new telescoping magnetic LED pickup tool. All right, let's see how much this baby is so that, you know.
It shouldn't be too bad.
You can buy one.
But Robbie, just as long as we're on the Klein Tools topic, Ron did finally send out my Christmas gift from Klein Tools, the electrician's backpack.
Yes.
And that thing is very, very cool.
Isn't it, though? I mean, that you can pack a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, I couldn't believe how much. I mean, you have to actually, like, you probably got yours loaded up. I haven't started. I just put some stuff in there, and I'm like, I think I'm going to have to just go through all my toolboxes and take all just the good Klein stuff and just put it in there.
Right, right, yeah.
Hey, Rich. You
know. Yes, sir.
When you do that, could you do a little videotape of it?
Sure.
Well, yeah, and then we could post it on Facebook Live, and then we could send it to Klein Tools so we could tell them how much we liked it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, you know, and then Gina says to me, she says, you know, if you wear a backpack into a job site, you're going to look like a dork. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure if I wore a backpack into a job loaded with my tools to start working, everybody would go, well, damn, that's nice. Because, see, I could still carry my coffee in my other hand.
Yes.
And still, whatever. So, you know, the backpack idea to me is great.
Yes. You got the screw gun, you know, box in one hand. You got your coffee in another. Your backpack going. And here's the other thing. You go work downtown in a high rise, and you got to haul bags and stuff up through there, and you're carrying those tool bags. I mean,
absolutely.
And then you're trying to carry all that stuff up. If you had a backpack on, that helps immensely of getting in and out. So, I think for those service guys, that's a huge deal. And the bottom is flat, so like when you stand it up, it doesn't flop over. You can stand it there, right, and then lay it open, and it just stands open like that. It's really cool.
See, my thing is, I was looking at the card that it comes with, you know, the description card.
Uh-huh.
The picture's not clear about, like, did somebody ever sit down and really figure out how it should be set up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, is there a recommended way? Because, you know, I got some big pouches, some small pouches, and, you know.
Right. So you put your
and then I
got
to say a shout out to Richie Z also,
yeah,
for the T-shirt you included there, and
yep,
then that tape that has the built-in knife and pencil and all that, so I can,
because
I, you know, we do that all the time. Like as a carpenter, that was normal for me to hold the tape and hold the knife at the tip and just run it down.
Right.
It's like second nature to me.
Right.
But I would imagine a lot of people not so much.
Yeah. No, that was a pretty slick tool. So I like that tape. That was that was all right. So. Yeah, no, you had a big care package coming down, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I got my book about building fires, so I started reading that.
That's
and
it.
We'll maybe get the author on there, and we'll talk about that.
Okay, so it sounds stupid to have a book about fires, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think about that book so far, Rich?
So far, it's awesome. Like, I never thought of that or, you know, whatever.
Oh,
so, yeah,
please.
Let me get through that. We'll
I'm
discuss
telling
it.
You.
No, it's cool, Robbie.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's
please.
Awesome. I know. All right, we got the Clutter Clarity coming up next. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, where can they go? What can they do? How can they get it?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, and it's filled. Put in your first, last name, email address, click submit, boom, done. Get that email once a week, let you know who's going to be on the show, any giveaways. You know, maybe what we're talking about.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Not sure.
Yes.
But sometimes. Sometimes.
Yes.
Cool.
Right. So there you go.
All right. Excellent.
There you go.
Robbie. You ready?
Are
you, you're all
time
prepped?
For you to sing.
You're prepped and ready to go? Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
Just I can't sing because of the delay.
Huh? What?
I can't sing because of the delay.
The delay, delay.
I
delay.
Wish that was my only reason I couldn't sing. I just damn can't sing.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Lord, help me get away.
Come on, Robbie.
Because only you can save
me now.
Save me now.
See, I can't do it. Then you laugh at me, and then you laugh.
Yeah, but doesn't he look like Santa Claus the way he's laughing?
I can't watch you guys.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's heaven.
Know that I need to change
my ways of living.
How far is heaven?
All right, there you go.
Okay, so last week we talked about some kitchen hacks, and I gave you the teaser about roasting vegetables.
Okay.
So I was saying to drizzle the pan with olive oil, put it in the oven while it's preheating.
Okay.
And then the vegetables will start getting... Okay, so here's a couple other kitchen hacks. So let's say you're making little cheese balls, and you want to serve them. So instead of taking a cracker and dipping it into the big one, you make little cheese balls or anything else soft. You could use thin little pretzel sticks to put it in the cheese ball. And instead of a toothpick, then you don't have the toothpicks lying around. You have your pretzel stick, and you could eat it. Can you picture what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are you still there?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm
just got,
still here.
Just got
you
cleared
still?
Up. Oh, right. Ah, Rich had his mic muted, didn't you? That's where that echo was coming from. Okay.
Yes, I apologize, but I started coughing. It was pick one.
Yeah. I'll take the echo.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do. I'm following you.
Yes. Okay, so instead of toothpicks and some soft items, use little pretzel sticks, and they'll be cute, and it'll save you mess. Okay. Testing avocados.
Like that
you go to the grocery store and you don't know how to tell when an avocado's done.
I'm sorry.
According to this, you pull off the little stem that's on the end of it. If it's green under the stem, the avocado's in perfect shape. If it's brown, put it back. You don't want it.
Because it's rotted or because it's not done yet?
Because it's not done yet. And the other thing I've been taught by someone is you kind of, on that little stem end, you kind of press your thumb into it just a little bit. And if it gives there, just a little bit of give, it's the perfect ripeness for you.
Just like you do with the candies that come, you know, in the box, and you turn them over and you put your fingernail through to see what the oozy stuff inside is.
So the mixed chocolates.
Yeah, so you can find the good ones first. And the bad ones, you like have the oozy, nasty stuff, you turn them back over and put them back in, right?
Right,
Is that the same thing?
In our house, when I was growing up, we cut into everyone. We cut them all in half, and then you could see what they were. And then instead of a box of, you know, they were all cut in half.
Mangled.
So that's what we did.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're making a bunch of fried eggs at one time, and, you know, so you crack one, you put it in, it starts cooking, then you go crack the other, we'll put it in. Even though it's only like a couple seconds in between, some are going to get done first.
Right.
If you put them all into a bowl, crack them all into a bowl, and then pour them all into the pan at the same time, all the yolks are going to kind of move away from each other.
Okay.
So it's not like you're going to have all the yolks on one side and all the whites on the other.
Yeah.
And they'll all cook nice and evenly all at the same time. Yay.
Is that a yolk?
Chop, cut it. I'm here.
Glad you did it, not me. I'd be getting yelled at.
I know. Robbie?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear that then. That's
she
good.
Didn't catch it.
She didn't catch it. Good. All right. Continue.
What did you say?
I said, is that
he
a...
He said, is that a yolk?
Is that a yolk?
Like, you know, his joke.
It
definitely
see,
loses
that's
something
funny.
If you have to explain it.
See, that's okay. Yeah. It's funny. Because he doesn't insult me. It's funny. Okay. So when you need chopped herbs, best thing to do is use your scissors.
Okay.
Chopping them on a chopping thing, Just take your pair of scissors, chop, 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 chop. Like if you're going to roll basil leaves and you need like shredded basil leaves or something like that, roll them up, chop with the scissor, much, much easier.
Before or after you cut the duct tape with it.
Kitchen scissors. Kitchen scissors. Okay, if your blender, you use it to make smoothies every day and you don't want to put it in the dishwasher every single day, what do? You just put a little hot water in there with two or three drops of dish detergent and you run it in the blender. And then your blender stays nice and clean. You don't have to take it all apart, put it in the dishwasher, dry it, just rinse it out with the soap and water. Boom, done.
Done.
Okay, done. When you need lemon juice for something, you put the lemon in the microwave for 20 to 30 seconds, and then you roll it like you knead it.
Okay,
K-N-E-A-D, not like you knead it.
Don't
like
need
it.
To have it, but...
Right.
Right. So you microwave it, it'll get soft. Then you knead it, and it does something with, like, the, what's the inside, like the pith?
The pulp.
Kind of like it kind of separates it. Yeah, it separates the pulp, and then it makes it easy. You squish it, and you'll get tons more. Okay, let's say you need to butter something, like you're making a casserole, and it says, you know, put some butter on it on the top before you put it in the oven. You take your potato peeler, your vegetable peeler, and you just peel some cute little curlicue strips of the butter instead of like getting it all messy, like holding it in your hand and chopping the butter or something like that, just vegetable peel it. Okay. This is so funny because this person says it's their favorite tip, which kind of cracks me up. But put your dinner plates right before you make or while you're making dinner, put your dinner plates in a 200 degree oven while you're making dinner. And then when you serve your dinner, the food will stay nice and warm. What do you think of that?
Okay. So, I
always
put,
do that.
Yeah, I put the plates on the there's like a little convection oven, you know, toaster
like the
oven.
Vent for your oven.
Yeah, the toaster oven that sits up on the counter. I put the plates up there, and while I'm cooking stuff inside of it, the plates come out. They're warm, so the plates come off of there. You put your eggs and your bacon on there. The toast comes out of the toaster oven. It's all rocking and rolling. It's all nice and.
And warm. Robbie, I wasn't brought up that way, but my in-laws, being English and Irish, they are adamant about that. Hot food on a hot plate, cold food on a cold plate. And even my wife, plates always go in the oven. Never get a cold plate with my dinner.
Well, I have never, ever, ever, ever done it.
Uh-huh.
Ever. No. And when I saw this, you know, in this article, the woman says it's her favorite tip ever. I'm like, what? That's crazy. I mean, it makes sense, but I've never heard of it, never done it.
You ought to try it.
It makes that much of a difference. Yes. A bit longer.
Yeah, because your food stays warmer longer, and you know, it obviously tastes better when it's warm, you know.
Yeah.
So especially like vegetables and stuff like that cool off really fast, you know.
Well, and not to change the subject, and I know the music just started.
Yep.
But it's like that's why they can't put cold food like sauces on with their plate, with their meat.
Yep. There you go. See, boom, done.
Crazy. Okay.
All right. Till next week. Yes, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.